I'm Karthik Nagaraj, and I'm going to be talking about diagnosing performance problems in distributed systems through structured comparison of logs. This is work done with Professors Chip Killian and Jennifer Neville at the Computer Science Department, Purdue University. So about a year ago, we decided to take one of the most popular distributed systems that we thought, BitTorrent, and run some performance tests on it. We considered these two popular BitTorrent implementations, Azurius and Transmission. Azurius is implemented in Java, and Transmission is implemented in C, just so you know. When we plot the download times of both these implementations, we were really surprised to see that Transmission was more than 20% slower than Azurius. This is really surprising because Transmission is implemented in C, and we expect a well-tuned C implementation to be at least as fast as a Java implementation. And Transmission also happens to be a mature piece of software. There is no overlap between these two distributions. That is, even the fastest node in Transmission was much slower than the slowest node of Azurius. Transmission was able to download the file successfully, but it was just much slower. So we deduced this problem to be definitely a problem with the software, because we were able to reproduce this over and over again, and we had the experimental setup just the same. It is really important to fix a problem like this in Transmission, because Transmission happens to be the default BitTorrent client in the Fedora and Ubuntu distributions. So to diagnose this problem, next, using some SED and grep tricks, we found the download times of each piece in this full file for a single node in both the implementations. Here, you can see that Transmission has a delay of about 10 seconds at the start, which slowly grows, finishing at about 54 seconds. That is a 20% slowdown. This does not indicate what the root cause is with Transmission, but this does tell us that the problem is not at a single point of the execution, but more of a gradual decay in the performance. So next, we turned on the logging in both these infrastructures to compare these logs in a more detailed manner to figure out what's going on. Unfortunately, for a performance problem, the log does not contain any error messages that we could simply search for. Moreover, you cannot compare these logs line by line, because in distributed systems, we have a lot of non-determinism going on, primarily because of interacting with different peers. This is mainly because of unpredictable network delays and nodes doing asynchronous computation. To add to this, there is local concurrency, such as timers. And all of this give you a lot of events that are happening in parallel at the same time. But considering a single node limits the analysis from the whole picture. And when you have all the nodes and all the messages flowing in the system, this leads to a lot of complexity. There is now non-determinism and concurrency at all the nodes in the system. And this leads to a large volume of logs to analyze. For this particular problem, there was 2.3 gigabytes of logs from Azurius and 3 gigabytes in Transmission. This was too much of logs for us to look through manually. So we then turned to previous work in the space of performance debugging, which basically splits up into detection and diagnosis. So there are papers on identifying new performance problems in existing distributed systems implementation. There are a subset of papers that are focused on distributed systems that are specific to request processing systems. Diagnosis, on the other hand, is a task where you identify the root cause of a performance problem once you've identified what the problem is. So Spectroscope is a paper that compares performance problems created by request flows by comparing requests across the code change. There's also work in correlating request flows to system data such as CPU and disk. So the space of performance diagnosis on the top right corner is really important to fix problems such as the one we had with Transmission. So we built Distalizer to do just this. Distalizer compares an execution with bad performance against an execution with good performance. And it identifies events and states in the logs that significantly diverge between the two classes of logs and have a large impact on the performance. So the three main highlights of Distalizer is that it can be applied to existing logs without any modification in many cases. It can automatically analyze large volumes of logs using machine learning techniques to find suspicious behaviors that cause your performance problem. And we designed it to be used by a non-expert developer who does not understand the internals of all the components in your distributed system. So in this talk, I'll describe our successful diagnosis of 6 performance problems in 3 mature distributed systems implementations. 5 of these performance problems were previously unknown in Transmission and HBase. HBase is an open source implementation of Bigtable. In the case of Triton Sort, we rediscovered an existing problem that the developers had diagnosed. So Distalizer basically works in 4 steps. First, we extract features that are meaningful summaries of events and states in the logs that are useful in finding these overall performance problems. They allow us to reason about the performance problems once we have identified them. Since performance is known to diverge across the 2 sets of logs, we first extract log features that also diverge between the 2 sets of logs. However, divergences don't alone indicate an impact on the performance. So we identify interactions in these system components in a protocol-agnostic manner to understand how different variables contribute to performance. The perfect combination between divergence and performance association gives the root cause of this performance problem. So before jumping into the details of these components, I'd like to talk about the input to Distalizer, which is the logs. Logs are the most popular technique for debugging systems and are already present in most of the system's code. There are a spectrum of logging frameworks that developers use, one end of which are free text logs. These are the most popular because they're practical, easy to use, and examples are log4j and printf. On the other end of the spectrum, you have fully structured logs that have a lot of meaning related to them. These are very detailed and are specific to the system that you're instrumenting. But since they're not generic, they're not used by many system developers, and they're not available. So we aim to strike a middle ground between logs that are already available and logs that have meaning. So we categorize logs into event logs and state logs. Event logs indicate that some event happened in the system. So in this example log from BitTorrent, at this time, a particular piece was received by this node. State logs, on the other hand, indicate the value of an internal state variable. In this case, the 2 state variables that are recorded are progress and speed. So we achieve this middle ground by post-processing on the logs, presumably generated using free text loggers. So this allows developers to use their own high-performance logging infrastructure and post-process them later to use with Distalizer. So we are interested in the performance of the whole execution as opposed to minor blips in the performance that are present. So our features reflect characteristics of these executions from the perspective of the whole run. So each log file represents an execution of a single node in the distributed system, say. So these features allow us to reason about the root cause behaviors. So for events, events are basically a list of timestamps in the log. Say an example event is a piece was received by a node. So we pick a few representative event occurrences for each event. And for events, we pick the first, median, and last occurrences of these events, as well as the number of events. We found it a challenge in comparing executions of different lengths. It is sometimes useful to use the absolute time of these occurrences in comparing, because here, the first and last occurrences have matched up really well. But some other times, it is useful in normalizing these runtimes to a comparable manner to get cases like this, where the median executions have lined up really well. So we also add the time normalized versions to our feature set. Similarly, state logs are basically a list of values that are present in the logs along with their timestamps. We use the minimum, average, and maximum values of each log variable. To extract variables such as progress that either continuously increase or continuously decrease over time, we pick the three quarter time snapshots of variables in the whole log. And as for the case of events, we add the time normalized versions. So we have basically picked a small set of event and state features that extract overall performance problems. So next, we predict which features are the most divergent across the two classes of logs. Variables that are significantly divergent are the first indicators of misbehaving components. Suppose a node simply downloads a file for some reason, the variable download speed would catch it as a divergence between the two classes of logs. So we construct a distribution for a particular feature in a class by using all the log files, and we get distributions such as this. And we use a standard t-test to compare the means of these distributions to tell us how different these distributions are. So in this case, the upper two distributions are more divergent than the lower two distributions. These t-tests tell us if these distributions are really different, and if they are, a magnitude of their divergence. And we finally rank the variables based on all the features that are used. Systems are, however, really, really complex and have many variables in them. Moreover, divergence does not alone imply an impact on the performance. So we identify dependencies between system components and with the performance. So take the logs for the bat class. For a particular feature, say the first occurrence of events, you have many variables such as this, and we use a machine learning technique called dependency networks, which identifies the statistical dependencies between these variables as an undirected graph. This is similar to Bayes networks and Markov networks. Dependency networks, however, only identify the existence of a dependency. So we add strengths to these dependencies by exploiting the underlying statistical model. So finally, Distalizer focuses the developer's attention to a small graph that indicates the root cause. This mainly brings the right balance between divergence and performance association. So this will indicate root causes and also how these root causes impact the performance. So here we have identified the performance metric as B, and we have also weighed the node sizes based on the divergence between the two classes of logs. These graphs are typically big, tens of nodes to even hundreds of nodes. So we need to extract a small graph that indicates the root cause. Moreover, we have many, many features to pick from. In this case, we have seven features. So we have to find a score for each graph so that we can pick the best graph that represents the root cause. So we first remove weak edges from this graph that are not even substantiated by even one-third of the log instances. Next, we identify a maximum spanning tree that contains a performance metric. And finally, the score of this graph is the sum of scores of all its variables, where the score of a variable is the product of its node weight and its parent edge weight. And we output the graph with the maximum score to the user as the root cause. I'll show you some real root cause graphs in our case studies that follow. So we implemented Distalizer as a tool that can be run on existing logs. So to understand log formatting, developers need to write parsers to translate these logs into a known format, and at the same time, categorize them as event logs and state logs. The tool itself is implemented in 4,000 lines of Python and C++ code, and it runs quite fast when it exploits parallelism. We found the graphical representations of these root causes to be useful in the diagnosis phase. We diagnosed six performance problems, five of them previously unknown, across three mature and popular distributed systems. Triton Sort is a large-scale sorting system that was presented at NSDI last year. And it holds four world records. It held four world records in 2011. Apache HBase is an open source implementation of Bigtable. It is basically a large scale data store. And Transmission, as I already described, is a popular BitTorrent implementation. So through these case studies, I'll highlight the generality and usability of Disk Slicer across these different systems. And Disk Slicer would have obviously reduced the diagnosis time and effort required. So in the case of TritonSort, during nightly build tests, the developers noticed a sudden drop in the performance on one day. This was a slowdown from 220 seconds to more than 383 seconds. This is a whole 74% slowdown in the performance. After extensive testing of various components and doing code reverts, the developers took the better part of 2 days to diagnose this performance problem. Using the existing logs, we could run Disk Slicer in just 3 to 4 hours to diagnose this problem. This included the time to write a new parser for TritonSort, run Disk Slicer, and then stare at the logs. So given the setup of these nightly tests, we could have directly diagnosed this problem by comparing the execution from today against the execution from yesterday. So here are the dependency graphs that are generated by Disk Slicer. So recollect this visualization where the node sizes are proportional to the divergence between the two classes of logs, and the edge weights are proportional to the strengths of the dependencies. And a directed edge indicates a possible happens before relationship. Finish and runtime are the performance metrics that are identified for events and states. So here you can notice that writer is significant across both events and states and has a strong dependency to performance. The number associated with each of the writers is a thread ID. So this event dependency graph was picked from the last feature type, last occurrence. So we pulled the distribution for this feature type and immediately noticed one of the nodes to be really slow. So this node was finishing its write tasks much later than the other set of nodes. Given that the writer stage only outputs data to the disk, and as the last stage of TritonSort, this narrowed the space of bugs seriously for us. So we finally diagnosed, the developers of TritonSort finally diagnosed this problem to a problem with the cache battery on the hard disk drive. So since the cache battery had disconnected, all writes that were made by the writer module were defaulting to write through and were causing seriously low performance. HBase is an open source implementation of Bigtable and is a large scale data store. So we ran the standard Yahoo Cloud Storage benchmark, and we immediately noticed a heavy tail of read request latencies. So here the median is about 5 milliseconds, whereas the highest latency is over 1 second. That is more than two orders of magnitude larger than the median. It is important to fix a problem like this in HBase because HBase is being used in production in companies like Facebook, Yahoo, and Twitter. By simply bucketing these requests as fast requests and slow requests, we can use Disk Slicer for this diagnosis procedure and compare them. So previous work, such as Spectroscope, does not apply to different requests within the same execution, hence we couldn't compare this. So this is an event dependency graph that was generated for HBase. And I'd like to direct your attention to the chain of nodes on the left. The control flow goes from top to bottom. So recall that the vertex size is directly proportional to the divergence between the two fast and slow requests. So divergence is low in the beginning, indicating that there's no problem yet, and finally ends at the performance metric being really high. So the biggest jump in the divergence is on the first edge. This indicates the most significant root cause for this particular performance problem. This log statement that immediately follows the first edge indicated the tablet lookup by a particular client to a tablet server. So when we looked at the code between these two log statements, we diagnosed the performance problem. So to show you what the performance problem was, the client was making a particular request for a row, and the tablet server was replying saying it did not serve this tablet anymore and that the tablet had moved. But the client was misinterpreting this as a tablet server having failed. And it was waiting one whole second doing nothing. The Bigtable paper actually clearly specifies that the client can immediately recover from this negative acknowledgement and go ahead and complete the request. So finally, I'd like to talk about the performance problem with transmission that I showed you at the first of this talk. So transmission here is 20% slower than Azure's. So here we're trying to compare two different implementations. But these implementations are using the same BitTorrent protocol to talk to each other, making them comparable. So we directly applied disk slicer with the logs from the two implementations, and the event dependency graph that we got was this. So here, domain knowledge tells us that the control flow is as shown by this arrow. Divergence grows, as in the case of HBase, from sent BT interested to finish. But then sent BT interested itself has a large divergence. So when we look at the distributions of the first occurrence of sent BT interested in both the implementations, it was clear to us that transmission was lagging by tens of seconds behind HBase. So we narrowed the code to the log that was printing out sent BT interested, and we found that a timer was responsible in sending out these messages. So in the case of transmission, this timer was firing every 10 seconds. But in the case of Azure's, this timer was firing every 1 second, and this was allowing it to send out these interested messages sooner and hence finish downloading sooner. It is hard to modify this tuning parameter because this is hard-coded in the transmission implementation and would need recompilation. But when we did that, this immediately fixed the slowdown. So in summary, we built disk slicer to diagnose performance problems in distributed systems by comparing requests against fast logs. And I've shown you various comparison scenarios, such as different implementations, runs, and requests. I described three performance problems here, and we have three more performance problems in the paper. Disk slicer automatically diagnoses this performance problem so that a developer can go ahead and fix this problem. And we've shown it to be successful in three mature distributed systems. Disk slicer is free software, and you can get it at this link here. Thank you.
Hi, Srinivas from Princeton University. So this is really interesting work. So do you have some guidelines on how to actually use these state and event-based logs when people actually use these logging infrastructures? As in, do you have some thoughts on what is the right granularity to record these states or event transitions to actually make more use of such tools?
So I think your question refers to how much of logging should I add. That is a known hard problem. Adding too much of logs increases the performance to output the log to persist storage. But adding too few logs does not tell you enough about the system itself. So getting the right amount of logs is itself a very hard problem. And there is no real good guideline on how you do this for each system. But what disk slicer allows you to do is that developers can use their existing well-tuned high-performance logging infrastructures and just use a parser to translate them in the future for analysis such as this. And that has proved to work well for us.
Hi, Fitz Nolan, Yale University. I thought this was pretty cool. I was just wondering if you had a graph, maybe it's in the paper, of the new graph for transmission in Azure's with when you fix that hard code change.
Yep. This is how it looks. You can basically see it.
Okay, thanks.
And the variance is very low for both implementations.
Good setup. All right, let's thank the speaker again.